Have you been following anything going on with the Golden State Killer?
I have no idea who that is.
Really? Wow. Okay. Okay. So in the world of serial killers, there is there's very few. There's like a handful. So for decades in California, like Sacramento and Orange County, there were a series of murders and rapes and burglaries, and they thought that it was all different people. So they had this one guy they called the original Night Stalker. Mm-hmm. Then they had a guy that was just raping called the East Area Rapist. Somebody else they called the Visalia Ransacker. Then murder started to happen, really, like a lot of them. And it occurred to the police officers who were investigating all these crimes that all of these was one guy. It was one guy who was the original Night Stalker, the East Area Rapist. So they called him the Golden State Killer. And he had been out there committing crimes for decades before he was finally caught.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just caught recently. And the way he was caught was not through regular DNA, because they, you know, when you have DNA, you need somebody to compare it to.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy's DNA was not in the system.
Yeah, he's not going to give you DNA. He's not going to go to 23andMe to give you any DNA.
Exactly. So if you don't know who the person is, you can't take their DNA.
Mm-hmm.
So if I have a rape victim and there's DNA on her, I need someone to compare that DNA to.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And if I don't know who the person is, I've got nobody to compare it to. So this is when they did that familial DNA. This is one of the biggest cases where they went to 23andMe and they said, we have this DNA. Can you run it in your system?
Oh.
And yes. And it linked to the, like, well, we don't have this guy, but here's a cousin of the guy. And once they figured out the different family members, they were able to zero in on who the guy was. They already had a profile of who he was after all these decades. And they finally caught him, and he was an ex-police officer.
Really?
That's how he was able to get away with all these crimes, because he knew how to get away with crime as a police officer.
Like Dexter.
Like Dexter.
Nice.
Yeah, exactly. So they finally caught him. Of the different things that have been revealed about him, there's one little detail in particular that is actually very interesting. And I bring it up because he's admitted to all of his crimes now. He's going to be going to prison for 11 consecutive life sentences.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're allowing the victims to come forward with victim impact statements. And they all seem to be saying the exact same thing that might explain why he was the East Area Rapist. Listen to this one victim impact statement.
It is my hope that you punish him to the full extent of the law for the horrific crimes he committed. He admitted that he caused all the suffering and misery to so many victims over the past 40 plus years. He truly is an evil monster with no soul. Did his little penis drive him to be so angry?
Oh, no.
Yes, there it is. So he had to sit there in court while all his rape victims got up there and talked about his tiny penis in open court. This is how his day went today.
Oh, no. That says a lot, because he was just mad at the world, mad at God.
Right. I mean, that's one of the theories, that because he had a micro penis, that's why he was so violent and aggressive, because he was just, you know.
There can't be a God. I'm not going to be punished for killing all these people, because God wouldn't do this. God would give me something, not this.
He would go in and he wouldn't just rape the woman. He would do it even with the man there. So he would tie up the guy and he would have him lay on his stomach, and he'd put plates and cups and saucers on his back, and said to him, if I hear any of those move, I'm going to kill you and your wife. And then he would rape the wife. Think rape. I mean, he would, whatever his little micro penis could possibly do. So, but that's one of the things that like came out about him early on, is that they were looking for a guy that was potentially in law enforcement because he knew so much stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And had a micro penis.
So everybody that they capture is like, take your pants down. Now we got, oh no, he's average.
Too big. Nope.
How long has this trial been going on?
Not that long, because they said they would take the death penalty off the table if he admitted to all of his crimes.
Mm-hmm.
So they made a deal with him. He admitted all his crimes. They gave him 11 life sentences, 11 consecutive life sentences to take the death penalty off the table. These are just, the trial's pretty much done. This is just the victim impact statement. They give the victims an opportunity to tell him to go screw himself one more time before he goes off to prison forever.
Can't I just go to jail? Can't you just take me to jail? I don't want to hear about this.
Yeah, so they're humiliating him publicly, which is great, because it's like, can you imagine you've been living with some guy who raped you and a famous rapist? You know, this is, you're one of these victims that have been talked about for 40 years, and now you get to humiliate him publicly in open court. This is awesome. Like, this should be, every time you break up with a guy, you should have this moment where you have your moment in court where you can humiliate that one thing about him that nobody else knew.
It depends on who did the breaking up. If you get cheated on, you can do that.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm talking about, yeah, the guy cheats on you, or the guy dumps you for some stupid reason. Right. They should have to stand up in court one day, and you get that one day to say, he always cried after sex.
Well, her butt looks like she sat in kitty litter. Take that, Your Honor. So how can you serve 11 life sentences? So if he gets zapped, if he gets the chair and he dies, you got to revive him and bring him back and then kill him again.
The crimes that he committed, each one carries a specific sentence.
He's 74 years old, though.
Yeah, I know.
You can give him like 4 years.
No, the shame of this is that he's been committing crimes since he was in his 30s. This all started when he was in his 30s. He got away with this for 40 years.
Right.
So, yeah, but you know what? There have been a lot of famous cases where we found out afterwards who the murderers were, and they were already dead. So at least this way, he knows in his lifetime he got caught. We know in his lifetime that he got caught. And whatever time he has left, he's going to have to spend, you know, in prison. What's so funny about it is, like, the day that they were surveilling him, he was on a motorcycle, he went for a jog, he was out playing with his grandkids, he was running around. As soon as they nab him, he suddenly is pretending that he's very old and feeble and he has to be in a wheelchair, and it's such an act.
Yeah, it is Bill such Cosby. An act that
he's 74 going on 24 day before he's caught. Now suddenly he's got one foot in the grave.
But I love that he's in court when they're talking about his little winky, and the whole time he's wearing a mask. So as long as he doesn't get COVID, the best thing that could happen to you is you get COVID.
Exactly. But once he gets to prison, my guess is he probably will get COVID.
Right. But now you want it just now. Yeah. Breathe on me. Cough in my face.